Hello, hello. Welcome to another exciting episode of Conversations with Dasa. If this is your first time on this space, I want to give you a very big welcome. Welcome! This is Conversations with Dasa. This is a faith and lifestyle podcast where we discuss issues that as young people we face. We know that growing up in this dispensation is not easy at all. So we need to have these discussions to help motivate us and also help us navigate our part to become the best God has ordained for us to be. With that being said, welcome to another exciting episode of Conversations with Dasa. On today's episode of the podcast, I got to have a conversation with a very beautiful, smart young lady that I really, really admire. She is a journalist, a content creator, an MC, an influencer. I can go on and on. If you watched the last edition of the National Maths and Science Quiz, then you definitely know the person I'm talking about. No, it's not the quiz mistress, but this mistress was one of the reporters from Joy News that covered that particular competition, and she is Jacqueline Ansuma Yeboah, but she's popularly known as She Jackie Says. She Jackie Says is my guest on today's episode of the podcast, and she shared with me a journey in the content creating space. So if you're a content creator or maybe an up-and-coming content creator, then there's a tip or two for you in today's conversation. Do not go anywhere, because we'll be right back. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. So today we have a very interesting person on the podcast, She Jackie Says. She is a content creator, a YouTuber, a video editor, and lots more. Hi Jackie, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just surviving in here. Yeah,
it's really great to have you here, and it's really great to have your perspective on how content creators can stay consistent, because consistency is one thing that I think a lot of content creators struggle with. Me, myself, yeah. I can testify to it. So let's start with this first. How long have you been creating content?
Okay, so I started creating content before the university. So let me say I started creating content around 2015, 16 thereof. Now, I started off as a preacher. I know a lot of people. I keep saying this. I started off, I woke up one day and I wanted to be in front of the camera. Yeah. So what I did was I was just preaching, because that time too, I was teaching Sunday school at church. Yes. I know, right? And I just started preaching. So I felt that time it was content creation for me, because I was just putting content out there, trying to put the word of God. It's also content.
Yeah.
So when I went to the university, I tried doing a couple of university videos, Q&As and other videos that I thought could be cool. But I didn't even know it was content creation then. Yeah. All I did was trying to put myself in front of the camera, trying to shoot videos and just put it out there. Yeah. So it was much, much later on, because I was just enthused and happy about being on camera, talking, people commenting, sharing and all that. It was much, much later on that I realized that, okay, so content creation is actually a job, a full-time. Yeah. Someone is actually a content creator, like full-time. So, yeah.
You're a student. You work as well, and you also create content.
Yeah.
How are you able to strike the balance?
I think it's all about passion, and I love what I do. Sometimes, you know, when you love something that you do, in as much as you are stressed out, there's a lot of things going on, you realize that you are okay. At the end of the day, it's like you're doing something that you love. Mm-hmm. So doing something that you love and balancing everything, if it's everything that you love to do, probably I'm not a school person, even I go to school, I'm not a school lover, so school actually stresses me out. But the other things, being a journalist, being a content creator, I love both stuff. So in as much as there's so much stress in those things, it's easier for me to juggle all of them together.
So when did you start YouTube?
So I started YouTube in, I think, 20, 2016, 17 thereof, that was when I started. So I started putting, just putting videos out there, just trying to put video, as I said, I love being in front of the camera. Then much later on, I think when I got to my third year in the university, I had a roommate who loved the social media stuff. So we're doing roomie stuff. And even that one, I wasn't even consistent. I was just, I thought I'll just put a video there and someone will just randomly find my video and watch.
Yeah.
So it was much later on that I had to learn a lot about YouTube, that you have to be consistent, you have to do this. It's like, you don't just try and put a video out there. You just have to, there's a lot of work that goes into content creation on YouTube. Yeah.
Consistency is something that is very key for content creators.
Yeah, it is.
We'll speak about consistency, but first, what were some of the challenges you encountered starting out as a content creator?
Oh, the support. It's been crazy. I remember those times when I had like just 200 or less than 200 subscribers.
Yeah.
Then I'd just be ranting on my WhatsApp status that I'm not getting people supporting, and you realize people are watching your status. I realized I was ranting out to everybody. But then a friend told me something, Michael Atrew. He's a very close friend of mine. And he was like, you know, you should probably try and redirect and refocus your energy on other people. Your friends and your family are not the ones you're creating content for.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, YouTube or whatever social media platform we have is a global content. Is a global platform where people from different places. So they are strangers out there waiting to discover you.
Yeah.
So don't divert your attention to your friends and family. You get it?
Yeah.
They are like about 20 or 30 people. You need millions of people.
Yeah.
So in as much as you need their support, do not direct your energy towards them. It's not by force that they are friends with you or they are colleagues or whatever thing. Try and put your content in a way that would attract a global audience, people out there. So just put it in mind that there's someone waiting to discover you. So support was one of the challenges I encountered. Not knowing, I feel when you start now, people just want to get things right. People just want to start things and be like, okay, I'm getting it perfect. You'd be there, someone send you a DM, I want to start YouTube, what do I do? I remember I started off with an Android phone. I was using a tablet, a Tab 3V. I'll never forget. Samsung Galaxy Tab 3V. So imagine holding that big tablet. and just trying to do stuff. You know,
It was
weird.
And imagine using the tablet to take selfies. You have to hold it with both hands.
It was something I was proud of.
Yeah.
Then I told my auntie to try and get me, that time it was a Samsung phone too.
Yeah.
So I remember that was when I was managing, and I posted a video, and someone said something very helpful to me. You know, when you post, during those times, you post videos on WhatsApp status, and it's like, your voice goes, if someone is using an iPhone and trying to view your status, your voice will be far ahead, and the movement and everything. So this guy was like, try and get a better phone and stop what you're doing. The thing really entered me. And I know, like, you know, there are some things that can actually motivate you.
Yeah.
Fast forward, I sold my phone. I added money. I remember it was part of my rent, my hostel accommodation fees. I took part of it. Sold, I was buying my iPhone 6S, which is here, which is always a memory that, like, I started something.
So I got the iPhone 6. Now you have, like, a 13.
I'm blushing. I started with the 6S, and it was amazing. I was happy to be using my 6S, and it was okay. Started creating videos on the 6S until I got a 7. It also got spoiled along the line. I became depressed and all that because that was what I was using to create. Then I got the 7 Plus 2.
Yeah.
Then later on, COVID came and other stuff. So it was prior to COVID that I sort of became much more serious with my content. So with challenges, it was trying to, the support and trying to get equipment. But I never, personally, equipment was never my problem. I was always starting with the little that I had. I believe it's step by step. Probably something that another person might need to create content might not be something that I need.
Yeah.
You get it, so. Yeah.
That's, like, I remember what I follow this particular guys on Instagram, and they're always like, start with what you have, start from where you are.
Yeah.
It's very important. It's to think that you started with a tab, then an Android phone with your iPhone 6, and now you've graduated into an iPhone
13. And I'll be graduating into a much more bigger one, obviously.
Yeah. Like professional cameras and the like.
Personally, I don't really like professional cameras. I could have actually gotten a camera, but I don't like professional cameras because I wouldn't say I'm much of a lazy person, but I love quick stuff. I feel trying to shoot on my camera, trying to put it on my laptop, editing on the laptop, trying to render the video is a lot of work for me. Whereas, so, because you know, Wodemaya's wife, no longer the girlfriend, Miss Trudy, is a big Kenyan YouTuber married to a big Ghanaian YouTuber. She can easily afford a camera.
Yeah.
But no, she still shoots on her iPhone 13 Pro Max and still edits on the laptop. As long as you get quality videos, because now iPhones are shooting in 4K and 8K,
yeah,
which most of the cameras are not doing. So she still shoots on the iPhone, then still edits. She has a videographer who edits. So once she does the video, just sends it to the editor, then he or she edits it on the laptop. So
it's more about
a preference, yeah.
Yeah, it's more about what works for
you.
Not like what everyone
you.
Is doing,
yeah.
But what works for you, what
yeah.
you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
How are you able to stay consistent? Because trying to like make videos, create content like every day, you have like over 1,000 videos on your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like how are you able to do it?
So someone told me something some time back that when you do something for, let me say, if you put out an activity that you try and do almost every day for about, let me say, 3 weeks, you get stuck to it regardless. So it has become a part of me. I think I became much more consistent during COVID because everyone was at home.
Yeah,
so it gave me much more time to create extra content. So I think COVID time, I was creating content like 3 times or 4 times in a week, which if it's like about, if we stayed home for like about 8 months, those 8 months, I was just putting videos out. So when my new schedule started, when I went back to work and school, I was like, okay, so now there's work and school. So I had to balance it. So I had to restructure it. I'm not going to go off. There's going to be a video every week, but maybe it's going to be limited. So maybe twice a week, not like maybe the 4. Explain it to your viewers that maybe there's school, there is this, there is that. So I try as much as possible to, regardless of even examination time, I still post videos. Unless the very first time in my life that as a student writing exams that I went off social media was during my graduate school, my end of year exams for my master's. So I realized that that was the very first time. So I even told my subscribers that, guys, I really need to go off because there are certain situations that you can't do nothing about it. So that was the very first time. But even before that, you can schedule video, there are lots of ways around it. So sometimes I hate it when a content creator will go MIA on followers and will come back like, I'm sorry, you could have probably scheduled stuff, scheduled posts, unless it's a situation which is way beyond your control. They'd be like, okay, but if you go MIA trying to, because I know people who go off during examination, you knew you had exams next month, so you could have probably pre-scheduled videos for that time. That's the whole point. So it's all about liking what you do.
You spoke about scheduling your content. What strategies do you use in scheduling and organizing your content so that you can remain consistent? So like every week you have something for your viewers.
Sure. So scheduling as a YouTuber is something which is not new to us because you just upload the video and put it on a date that you know it will go live. So I can upload a video today, which I might want to go live for, like, let me say next month or even next year. So YouTube has that feature. So you just put it out there, upload it. If I know I'm going to be busy in December, I upload all those videos. Then all I do is during those times, I just go back to my YouTube feature. I just click on the exact date that I want the video to go live, then it does. Then usually I plan notes on either my diary or the notes on my phone. I plan ahead. Okay, so I haven't done that, especially this year, but that is what I used to do in 2022.
Yeah.
I write now the kind of content I want to be creating this month. So maybe this month, we have about 4 weeks in a month.
Yeah.
So maybe this month, there's going to be 2 or 3 videos. So this video will cover this video will cover that. So I know that, okay, so I'm supposed to work on these videos. Are these videos ready? Are these videos that? So that's how I try and plan my content for the month.
As a creative, how are you able to deal with creative blocks?
Yeah, so usually when we get creative blocks, I remember when I went through heartbreak, when I would go through other stuff,
wow.
I get creative.
You guys should go and watch out our heartbreak video on YouTube.
So, you know,
it's epic.
I know, right? So, at that point, I remember I had wanted to start a new show on my channel, and I called a friend, a very close friend of mine, Boshaba. I was like, bro, I want to start this, but I'm creatively blocked. I have the idea, but I don't even know how to go about it. So I sat down. So sometimes when you're creatively blocked, you should rest. Please rest. And if you still want to get yourself busy, if you feel depression is also pulling through, try and talk to people. Sometimes talking to people brings out the best with whatever raw idea that you have. So you try and talk to people, rest. Sometimes when you rest and take a break, you come back with like a big bang. So rest, talk to people. I think that is how I deal with creative blocks. Yeah. Just take some time off. At the end of the day, your health and everything is important.
Yeah, it's very, very important. If you have a mental breakdown, there's no how you can create content. What do you think are some of the mistakes some creatives make in a bid to stay consistent?
Yeah. So there are some creators I know, they'll just start creating content and the content will be coming every time. Like every time you are supposed to expect content, it will come. Then they just go off without telling their followers anything. When you come back, you lose your followers, especially on YouTube.
Yeah.
So that is why I hate taking longer breaks.
Yeah.
You can just take a break for a week, that this week there's not going to be any posts. But if you take a break for like a month, your followers will find another channel to stick to.
Yeah.
And by the time you come back, they might not be able to... they'll just come because probably they just want to be there. But you might lose people watching your content. Someone like Kojo Sheldon. If Sheldon goes off for like about a month, getting the actual views that he usually gets will be very difficult for him. He gets it. So sometimes, if you are taking a break, try and think about it.
Yeah.
Unless your break is really, really needed. Give your viewers a reason why that break is happening.
You have to inform them.
Don't just go. You'll be lost in their sight because day in and day out, content creators like pull out. So you should try. And another mistake is people not trying to be authentic. People are not being original.
Yeah,
I feel people are doing too much copycats. And whenever I watch or listen to whatever thing that as a creative you are doing, being podcast, being whatever thing, and I feel you are not being your original self, I just pull away.
Yeah.
Especially on YouTube. So you watch people's videos and someone giving a whole fake accent of like, what's the person doing? I'm like, it's not working.
Stay original.
Yeah, stay original. So be original, be your authentic self.
Yeah.
I would say that people would love you for who you are.
Yeah,
the real you. People would love you for who you are. I love to talk a lot.
Yes.
People love me because I love to talk.
That's why your she jacket says. Because you're always saying something.
Yes, I'm always saying something. At the end of the day, people feel me and people like me.
Yeah.
Probably your boyfriend feels me. You understand? So I feel people not being your original self.
That's
one of the issues that people are having. Apart from that, I think, those are the few things that I see. And one thing, if people want to start creating content, I feel what they do is, they are trying to get everything before they start being content creators.
Yeah.
I feel no. But for now, maybe because of pressure, because everyone is trying to be a wannabe content creator, I'll say wannabe content creators. But for those of us who started without having the money motive in mind, we just started with what we have.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. And now, because content is being monetized, in as much as I'm saying start with what you have, invest in your craft too. Invest in your craft.
That's very, very important.
Invest in your craft. If you know you are supposed to, if they get the money, me, I like eating. I like spending my money on food. You know, that's why there are certain things I don't buy. It's like it's either food, it's food or it's food. That's the whole point. So try and invest in your craft too. Yeah.
Yeah, because nowadays a lot of people want to make money from creating content, but they are not dedicated towards pumping money into it. They just want like to reap. Let's just say, reap where they did not sow.
Yeah.
And you also spoke about originality. It's very, very important because it's your originality that will make you stand out because the competition is tight.
Yeah.
So you have to do something that is different from every other person. What's your advice to people that are looking to enter the creative space, be it YouTube, podcast, TikTok?
Sure. So one thing I'll say is that just know that the creative space is tough. There are days that you put content out there. There are content that you put out there that you know you've really invested your time, your energy, and people are not even buying into it. Don't give up. Keep on creating.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, keep on creating. Keep on creating content. Keep on creating content. And just know that once you start, just keep going.
Yeah.
Regardless if the views are not coming, you just keep going. There are sometimes you can post a video and you get like 12 views on a video you know you really put so much effort in it. Keep on going. Try. Just keep on trying. Learn new stuff. Try and upgrade yourself always.
Yeah. That's very important. Upgrading yourself. learn new things that will make you stand out. So what keeps you going? What drives you to wake up every morning and still want to create content? Even when the views are not coming in, you're still willing to create content. What drives you?
Gone were the days I was saying that it's passion. Please, deep down, I have the passion. But I deserve a hot girl summer. I deserve a lot of things in life. Because if you look back at my content creation space, those of you who have been following me for a very long time, you know that I didn't start now. I'm not a wannabe content creator. Yeah. I've made a lot of mistakes and all that.
Yeah.
So currently, what motivates me is the fact that I need my accounts like loaded. There's supposed to be a lot of, like, apart from that, the digits needs to be a lot. You get it. So at the end of the day, we want to take our content creation global, and the content creation space is like you are investing to reap later on. So I wake up every morning knowing that I'm going to get there. I need to get that back.
So I've been speaking to Jacqueline Yeboah,
popularly known as She
Jacqueline. So you can find her on YouTube. Guys, go check out our videos on YouTube.
I'm on all social media platforms,
every social media platform. Go check her out. Follow her on Instagram. Follow our YouTube page, She Jackie Says. Great content, guys. Like, really, really great content. Thank you very, very much, Jackie, for being on the podcast today.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you shared a lot of insightful things. And yeah, so if you're looking to stay consistent as a content creator, she shared some tips for you. So yeah, guys, till next episode. Bye.